WHDD presents Susan Says.
It happened again. Slaughter in America. Mass murder of children. In elementary school. In where? Texas, of course. The 8th or 9th or 10th case in Texas. This 27th school shooting this year in America. Do you believe that? Listen to these numbers. 180 plus mass murders in 2022. Think about it. It's not even 6 months in the year. 110 Americans are killed every day by guns. Think about that. Go on. Think about it. Oh, and by the way, England had a school shooting many years ago. The following year, they made gun rules. They've not had one school shooting since. This murderer told the kids, you're going to die. Because on his 18th birthday, he bought two assault rifles and lots of ammunition. Open carry governor in a wheelchair, you know who, in Texas. He still has no empathy for others. But he boasts about his rules, and he said he wants Texas to be first in the U.S. for guns, not second in the amount that they have. Yeah, he said that. When Beto O'Rourke, our voice for sanity, tried to talk at the news conference, the crooked Texas leaders removed him, shouted him down, called him names. But you see, 84% of Americans support background checks. 94% of Americans want sensible gun laws, universal background checks, too. Even 70% of Texans want better control. But the murderous NRA keeps pouring money to corrupt evil Congress people. These SOBs outlawed guns at their sick conference tomorrow. It's going to be held, guess where? Texas. No shame, no guilt. That's how the orange monster came to power, and these sickos have as well. They could have canceled out of respect for these 19 little souls and two teachers who tried to protect them, but no. And if they dare say thoughts and prayers, well, I won't say what I'd like to do to those in the building. Lock them in for a starter and never open the door because you know what POS will be there with them. And then they said in Texas that they're going to up the guards at daycare centers. Seriously? Now 2-year-olds are in danger? As President Biden said in his beautiful speech, the survivor children, how are they going to get over this? The mind boggles. Mothers Against Guns in many organizations have passed laws in state houses. They're encouraged. They're saving some lives, but not enough. They're hopeful, but they're reaching out to the rest of us, the 50% who have not felt the horror of guns. Please get involved. I did. Make guns your number one issue now. Don't vote for anyone who doesn't support gun control. Why does a human need an assault rifle to kill anything, even an animal? Why does some sick judge change California's age back from 21 to 18? Because he said some stupid early militia in the founding of America needed a rifle. Really? The Constitution? Are you kidding me? He should be impeached. Remember this. We're the only country in the world that has this issue, this problem. I cried for 2 days over this. I didn't want to get out of bed. This is America. This is the country. Do you want to live in it? Where an 18-year-old can't buy a bottle of beer, and he didn't even have a driver's license, but he could buy hundreds of rounds of ammunition. What the hell is wrong with us?
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.